Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to thank the Chair of the Committee on the Enhancement of Cooperation and Assistance for the presentation of the conclusions and recommendations related to the committee's mandate that we have heard before lunch. I also want to express our alignment with the statement given by the European Union some minutes ago. Let me add a few additional national remarks. International cooperation and assistance is indispensable for the success of the Convention. When the Convention was drafted, it was quite innovative that the text contains language on this central issue. For many states' parties, national implementation is a challenge which they cannot cope with using only their own resources. Successful international cooperation and assistance should be a sustained partnership based on national commitment and ownership of the receiving side, and targeted support by the donor on the other. Importantly, in addition to the classical bilateral recipient-donor relationship, the action plan encourages states' parties to make better use of the potential for regional and multilateral cooperation, including South-South cooperation and comprising non-financial support, such as sharing national experiences and good practices, resources, technology, and expertise to implement the Convention. Over the past 5 years, Austria has provided a total of approximately 3 million euros of financial support for mine action in a number of African, Asian, and European countries. Austria remains committed to contribute to international cooperation and assistance under the Convention. Thank you.